Microphones, check. Alcohol, uncheck. Homosexuals, check. Oh well, 2 out of 3 isn't bad. Let's start the show.
My name's Johnny.
So I wake up by the trench and I'm looking. At the shawty and thinking she cooking. Yeah. Loving the way she popping and dropping. Working on my mind, got me going psychotic. I must say she a bully with the teasing. Give me a reason to maybe commit treason. Hands on my lungs affecting my breathing. Got me on the screen, what you doing this weekend? Nah, cause she cutting me shout. Feeling like the prey and she is the hoe. My name's Jack and she's a beanstalk. Got me thinking about climbing in them drawers. Hypnotized by her body and her eyes. Only knowing now that I've been seduced by her sex drive.
Hello and welcome. I'm sitting here with Sean, and I'm sitting here with Dre.
Hello.
We're at a bookstore.
How's
everyone doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am awesome.
You know, I am excellent.
That is great.
Well, first of all, let's talk about what we're doing here. We went to Piedmont Park.
Right.
Yes.
And
hella late. Oh. All we did was just stand around.
Right. I don't understand what the deal really is with...
about ghetto.
To say the least,
it's like mixed variations of cultures from, but like we're all gay, and
right.
Then you have some DL and then you have some bi.
Yes.
It's quite funny, you know. We see dudes looking at us right now, which are probably coming from Piedmont Park.
Of course.
You know. But let's talk about the ghetto.
Well, I actually enjoy ghetto because
you may have to speak a little louder because of the background music.
Right. Well, actually, I love ghetto because the ghetto boys actually are the ones who know how to have sex. The good sex. The sex.
You know, I had mixed emotions about that just now because it's like, here's the thing. I like muscles, don't get me wrong.
I do too,
but
Noble.
It just didn't seem to work out.
Too.
Like, just something about that was like, what?
Right?
I know. But, speaking of ghetto, the ghetto side of Piedmont Park.
Oh.
Basically, you could say Decatur, Bankhead.
He was definitely there because of
College
his dog.
College Park.
Right?
His dog was there.
Why is he staring at us?
Hello.
Oh.
He was so gross.
He was so, like, 60.
So we're sitting by a window, and this man is walking by, and he just is staring at Sean. Because he wants to hit your shit, let's be honest.
Ew, not that. He's old.
He wants to beat your wall.
What's going on?
I was laughing at what he said.
I don't know, but his look was like, oh, I so want to rape
he
you.
Pretty,
right.
I'm such a molester.
Gross.
Don't run away from me or I'll catch you and I'll put a gun to your head.
He looked so gross. I was so scared. Oh, my God.
I mean, maybe if he were muscular.
Maybe his face was better.
Maybe if those teeth weren't so crooked.
Right?
I mean, something different.
Right. So... what else did we see at Piedmont Park? A lot of people with dogs.
Speaking of dogs, we have to get a dog. We have to talk about the
I
best
want a
dogs.
Dog, like, really badly.
You know
now.
What? I was at the mall at Arbor Place, and I saw this
oh, yes.
Cute,
I had no
fuzzy.
Idea you even had a pet store.
It was gorgeous. You can basically say that it was gorgeous. It was fuzzy. It was small, beautiful. Yorkies. That Yorkie that I saw had nothing on that dog that I was holding.
No. That Yorkie was gorgeous. It was small, brown, and black.
Pet store. I've missed it.
I know, but speaking of dogs, we saw Johnny.
Can't put people's name out there in the...
I hope he doesn't hear
why
this.
Why not?
He doesn't hear this. I know.
I'm never scared.
And you know, speaking of being never scared, let me just say that I need to cut someone because I was dating someone before and I had told someone else why I wasn't dating them. And that person went back and told the person that I was dating.
Bitchy hoes.
And then we had an argument about it.
Girl, you shouldn't
so
have dated.
So now, like, you know, I'm not a fighter, but...
it's time to kick his
it
ass.
It is time to, like, to regulate. Because, you know, I've been to Compton a few times. And...
what?
You know,
okay.
I've seen Tupac videos and whatnot. I know how to... I can
get down and
like
dirty.
That. Yes.
I think you should do what
I think we
do.
Should roll up in a drive-by and just blast
right.
all of them.
That is
you
true.
Know what? That gets kind of messy. Maybe not in a car, but outside, around.
I mean,
there.
All I want to do is just like slap them once. Because it's just what they deserve.
Slap their ass.
I mean, I kind of have an idea of who it is, but I'm not 100% sure. But I don't know.
Can we say names?
Well, it's a podcast, you know. Okay. It doesn't matter. You can say whatever you want.
Oh my gosh. I am looking at this magazine called Flavor Men. Everyone has got to check out this magazine.
Hot. But I will say this about it, though. I mean, even though it's hot, some of the people look kind of dirty.
And yes. The first page you turn to is a big dude.
Well, he's cut, but he's shaved. Actually, that's what I was looking for.
Okay, you guys. Oh, look at the tranny. Oh, baby, get it. All right.
She was a good-looking tranny.
I have got to ask you guys this.
Okay.
What is your preference? Do you like it hairy or bald? Like,
well, as you may or may not know, I am an equal opportunist. So, my thing is, if I had to choose one, I would say trimmed.
Thank you. I would still say that too, because you know what?
We need something there.
Okay, look, right. Y'all, I'm gonna get messy and I'm gonna get very bingy right now. But when you're going down and you're giving somebody a head and you get a hair caught in your teeth, that kinda sets the mood away.
It does.
I think that happens to everybody, and I think everybody loses that type of spark in the sexual tension where heat is rising and then everybody's kissing and tongue action is going on, and then hair gets caught in your teeth, and then boom, bitch, you got your fucking pubes in my fucking mouth.
Not that I give head or anything like that, just saying.
Well, I do.
Do you like pubes?
No, it's not how I like pubes. I love the pubes, but I don't like them when they're caught in my mouth. But also, look at it. Imagine having sex with someone and there's nothing there. Like,
it's a little, like, it's an old man baby.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Speaking of nothing there, let's talk about the styles that these black men are going with right now.
Honestly, I will say this about that. Since I've been... Wow. Since I've been...
You look like Rico Suave.
Right?
Sorry, y'all. We're looking at this Rico Suave looking dude outside of the window. And he's like just standing there like Ricky Martin, looking like he wants to
sing. Do you think Ricky Martin's good?
I think he is.
I think he is. Even though he's got these two kids, like, who's the mama?
Why is he looking at me? No, he's coming in. Oh my god.
He wants to hit your shit.
Oh my gosh, he's coming in. He's fat, black, and ugly.
He's fat.
Yes.
What's wrong with fat people?
Because they're gross. There's
nothing wrong with fat people.
I do. I'm sorry. I mean, okay.
Oh, wow. Get it, Trini. Okay, but back to fat people. Okay, there's two types of fat. There's sloppy fat, and then there's neat, classy fat. I like neat and classy fat. When you have like a sort of shape, but when you're sloppy fat, you don't know how to dress. You don't know how to keep yourself very, very, like, you know, nice and trim. It kind of gets disgusting to look at.
I will definitely say that.
Well, like, okay.
Like really big guys who wear skinny jeans.
Ew.
I hate. It's so.
I don't like that because you can see lumps.
Yeah. Okay, my preference. Okay, there's nothing wrong with fat people. Well, I'm gonna say big people, but you would never catch me kissing, making out, doing the nasty with a big person because you know what? I actually want to be able to pick up the person. We can pick up each other.
Well, that's right, because you know, you are a versatile man. Yes. So, you know. I think I've seen him before.
I think you have too, because he was looking at you like, hey, bitch, what's up?
I saw him in LA. Because, you know, I can recognize eyebrows really well. Wow. But anyways, back to...
Eyebrows?
Yes.
Noble eyebrows.
But okay. Back to Flavor Man. That was the first page.
Ooh, was that Mr. Sawaki?
This Puerto Rican guy is so...
He is pretty hot, I will say that.
But he's uncircumcised. Okay. Oh, uncircumcised. Like, that's...
It's disgusting.
It's cute in some people.
Okay, no, look. Uncircumcised, I will never, ever do it. Thank God my mama got my shit cut. Because if she didn't, then I would have had a fit. Okay, look. Uncircumcised is more like... It's more like mold just growing underneath the skin.
Well, yeah, like my friend... He'll check out a name. I'm not going to put him on blast because he may be on the show in the future. But we were talking like in a past episode back in like 06 when we were on spring break. He's an uncircumcised person. And he's like, well, there's nothing wrong. You just have to clean it. You just have to be super clean about it. And I think that's the same thing. You have to be super, super clean. Like,
what if the bacteria gets like caught up in there?
Yeah, that shit starts to get moldy. And then if I see green... Come out of your dick. It's gonna be some problems.
I know this may sound gross. I know this may sound gross, but like, I like to put my finger in the hole of the uncircumcised people. Like, it's fun playing with it.
Have you heard about those guys who get cut and then they wanna like they stretch their skin so they get uncut again?
Wow.
Have you seen it?
Doesn't that hurt, though?
I would think so. But I mean, they have those techniques out there where it's like something that pulls foreskin back to kind of what it was originally. So it kind of creates a new foreskin.
Wow.
So they go from being cut to
being uncut.
It's awkward.
Let's talk about relationships these days.
Okay.
Oh my God. These days for me aren't going so well.
That's unfortunate.
It really is.
You just need to find you a 6-footer.
Oh, I. You know what? I did. And,
oh.
But the thing about that is he was extremely young and extremely like young-minded. That it kind of got annoying, and then
eventually
he ended up breaking up with me, and I'm sitting here like in awe, like, what the fuck did I do? And he had this bogus ass excuse saying, oh, I feel like our relationship is not gonna work.
Mm.
And I'm like, why? And he's like, because my friend told me that his relationship isn't going so well. So I feel like that's how our relationship is gonna be.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here like, what the fuck?
Well, you know, like my friend Preston said, I was telling a person, I finally found a person in Atlanta. And he's like, a relationship in Atlanta, that's not really possible. And I mean, I can see what he's saying. I mean, I guess you could disagree, but at the same time, the gay community, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you guys, I'm just mesmerized by these pictures and flavor men.
Okay, y'all, Sean is a sexaholic. And
yes.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that.
I know, I appreciate. And right now... It's not like he's a nympho, but at the same time, like, Sean has come a long, long way. Let's just say that.
Oh, long way.
From him being a fucking nymphomatic to now, like, a classy new Sean. And you know what? I'm loving it.
That's a good thing.
I'm really loving this.
So now, wait, were you a slut before?
Okay, I have to tell you about my background.
Here we go.
Okay, when I first came out, I didn't really know what to go
and
to
how long
first.
Has it been?
It's been, I must say, 4 years.
Okay. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Is that how long I've been out? Let's see. No, it hasn't. But continue.
Yes, so I've been out for 4 years, and when I first came out, I was this huge whore. Like,
nice.
I would sleep with anybody.
Because
I didn't really know that there were other better people out there. Because I was stuck in Douglasville.
Oh, yes.
Stuck in Douglasville, not Atlanta. I just found the cutest guy I can see and take his dick. And take his dick and just swallow it.
Well, was the pipe good?
Okay,
I mean, we just need to get to the details.
It was okay. I've had better once I came to Atlanta, I'm going to say. I'm toned down.
Good.
I used to have sex with everyone. Now I have sex with only a few.
Only few.
I can appreciate
only
that.
Only few, but
you have definitely turned it down, and that's a good thing.
Yes. People use to view the word "ho" as a negative term, but what I see it as in a person who just really enjoys sex.
Right. You know, like really I say it. Every time, I say I'm not a slut. I'm just socially accessible.
Okay, bitch. Right. I see this. Look at that. He's about to jaywalk.
So.
You know what? It's kind of funny. I mean, it's not really that funny, but
no
I heard a funny story the other day.
Legally.
I heard a funny story the other day. Two trannies were dancing in the middle of the highway, and they got hit by a semi truck. I'm sorry, that's hilarious to me, but it's also sad at the same time because, like, you know.
Well, they were drunk, so
which is extremely funny, but like
it is kind of unfortunate.
I mean, I don't want to say anything about dead people, but they're dumb bitches. I mean, come on now, why?
Well, yeah, common sense.
Why would you do that, Sean? I see you doing something like that.
Well, you probably will see me do something like that because. But don't you really enjoy alcohol?
You know, what can I say? I appreciate a good cocktail. Unfortunately, I don't have any today because I'm going to buy everything this week. But yes, I enjoy a flavorful margarita always.
Yes.
Always. And conveniently, we are right across the street from a Mexican restaurant, which always has the best margaritas. Let me just say. I think so too.
I see that shirt.
He is so cute, the boy in the plaid.
I see that shirt on every gay dude.
But
like,
he's cute.
In all different colors.
Right.
Is he kind of
style?
Black, white. You know what I really hate? When I see big booty people sagging.
Well,
you sit your big booty ass down, and your ass crack is just popping out your tighty whities. What the fuck is that?
I'm going to have to disagree. If you have a really nice bump behind...
And I'm always jealous.
I want to see it, like...
You know what, Noble? It's a little unfortunate for you because, you know, me and Sean have asses.
Right, and I don't. I really don't. Like, if I could just have J-Lo's booty transplanted onto me.
Right?
Oh, my God. The things I do with him.
Oh, his hair is extra nappy. It's time to put that,
S-curl in.
That S-curl in. Spray that little moisturizer.
Oh, my God.
Chill.
I'm
trying to work it in. Oh, he looks like,
He looks high, because his eyes are, like, really red.
He looks, like, hella dark.
That is true.
Like midnight.
I'm hoping they have a picture of Wilson Cruz in this book. Because, you know, as you may or may not know, I am in love with Wilson Cruz.
Ooh, Lorenzo is cute.
He is.
I don't like the uncircumcised thing.
Right.
What
I
is
like
going
him
on?
Like this.
What is going on in porn now where they have to have somebody with an uncircumcised thing? That's not pretty to me to have skin over your head. And you know what? Seeing this little cartoon right now that
and
Sean
it's
is
convenient.
Going through. Okay, look. This one dude is like hella hairy, like a fucking werewolf. And the other dude.
Have you been with any bears?
I have, and I've loved it.
I have, and I didn't, because that little hair situation getting in your mouth.
Oh, yes.
That never works out for me.
But it's kind of a turn-on for me. It makes you, hair makes you look manly. I love men.
Right. I don't mind that little chest hair myself.
You know, maybe if he has, like, hair on his legs only, but not on his chest and stomach and back hair is
so what
just
about,
really
like, this
weird
picture
to me.
Here, like,
that
this
right
man.
There is fucking gorgeous. Like, not too much hair on.
Right,
like, the,
right.
Not
his
too
hair,
many
like,
pews.
It's not, like...
Not too many pews. It's very, like, trimmed. I love
right.
that. It's very clean shaven.
But it's hot.
Let's talk about gay families.
You know...
Well, our really... Our father, well, my father listens to this, so we can't really put him out there like that.
Well, yes, I wasn't really putting him out there. I wasn't putting anybody out there. I was just talking about some gay families. They're, you know, a little raunchy about who they have sex with. I mean, like if everybody's in a family and everybody's calling each other brothers, sisters, mothers and daughters and fathers, why the fuck would I want to have sex with my
vampire.
Father? Yes, that tranny was a vampire and she was going off on that nigga. But back to the point, I wouldn't want to have sex with my father, my brother, my sister, my cousin, my uncle. How does that sound?
It's gross.
It's actually gross. And for you to call somebody your father and then they want to have sex with you.
I can definitely agree with you there because, like, on the last guy that I was dating in LA, he was in a gay family. That was the first time I had, like, seen an actual gay family. I was talking to one of, I get what would you call them, family members, and he was saying, oh yeah, they definitely do have sex with each other within that family.
That's quite, I mean, that's kind of sick to me, and you know
I
what,
can't do it.
And you know what, how can I call somebody my brother if I don't know them? The same well, thing. Like, I mean, I understand it's supposed to be a connection.
Yeah,
I understand that you're
to
supposed
go.
To learn a connection with someone, but then at the same time, I wouldn't want my brother hitting on me. That's kind of disgusting and awkward.
The concept of gay families is really nice. It's a good concept, but it doesn't always seem to work out the way that it's planned. Is he Pierce?
Yes, he's Pierce White on his motherfucking
his penis.
Testicles.
His penis and his balls.
On his testicles, like. Wait a minute, I like balls better. Testicles sounds more like... How does testicles sound like?
It's a funny word.
Testicles.
I can live without it, personally. Because, let's be honest, sometimes I am just lazy. And, you know, to have to do this and this, that's too much work.
You're right. Oh my gosh, look at this. He has his nipples pierced.
Yeah, I wanted to do that one time.
They
look, but
those...
He looks like he's pulling.
Like it's pulling.
He's pulling
right.
his nipples. Ew.
His nips are kind of big.
Look, at his penis pills pierced too.
Oh, of course he. Oh.
Oh, I just don't like that.
It's pierced
kind of
right there in the hole. In
it
the penis.
Like.
Oh my god, it's making me quiver right now to like think of the fact of my penis being pierced.
It is kind of silly.
It's painful. Why would you want that?
I mean, piercings do hurt. Like when I went to get my lip pierced. When I was sitting in the waiting room, I was there with my friend Anne and my friend Erin, and there was this, well, she was getting a piercing, but this girl was getting a tattoo. Her cankle was getting tattooed.
Ew. Her cankle?
Yeah, it's like...
Wait a minute, what's the cankle again? What's the cankle?
Okay.
A cankle is when you look at a person's leg And it goes just from leg to foot. There's no definition.
Why would you get that pierced? That is the most weirdest thing I've ever heard.
No, she's getting a tattoo on her cankle.
But she was tattoo. Crying. I thought you said a piercing.
But yeah, she was definitely crying. When I went to get my lip pierced, it was very painful.
Did you cry?
I wanted to. I really wanted to, because it hurt. I had never experienced something so... Because I got these way after I got my lip pierced.
Right.
And these hurt too. My earrings hurt like a bitch.
Speaking of piercings, I will be getting a tongue piercing.
When are you going to do that?
Hopefully next week, I'm looking at.
Nice.
Yes, because Sean's birthday is on Tuesday. Hey. Let's clap.
And I will be getting a tongue piercing.
Nice.
Yes. To get the best head
call
ever.
Call it the tickler?
Yes. Speaking of head, this is what you would call a really good uncircumcised. I wouldn't mind.
Well, yeah, that's not so bad. That isn't so bad.
Cause you're look at that face.
Yeah, his face. Okay, blocking the face.
The face. Lock the face.
But look at the body. Like, and I love the hair on the...
I don't like the hair on the thighs. I do not like the hair on the thighs.
It's so manly, and I love it.
Well, that is like, so here's disgusting. The thing. It's like, if you're going to be a top, then it seems okay. But if you're a bottom,
okay,
and you have hair on the thigh, that's a different story. Because then the top is going to be kissing in that area. And you're like, going back to how you don't like hair in your teeth, that's another way the hair will get in your teeth if you're kissing around someone's leg, or you're kissing someone's legs.
Mm. Sean, stop looking at dicks, okay?
No, I'm horny as hell. I need to look at
that. He does need some, let's be honest.
It's been since October of last year.
Damn. That's a long time.
Yes.
It's March.
It's March, yes. October of last year. And,
oh, I'm so sorry, baby.
I really need some. Like, I could easily get some, but
right.
I don't want the mediocre.
You have to be picky, and with the right person, that's where you dangle that anal in front of them.
Right.
Because...
Or penis, you know I'm versatile.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I am
versatile.
Well, what happened to this guy that you were dating? What's his name?
Okay, I have to tell you about him.
Okay. Frederick?
His name is Giovanni.
Frederick? How do you get Frederick out of Giovanni?
Giovanni, okay. Giovanni had me thinking that, okay, he is so cute. He's
the bartender, right?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Don't we love bartenders?
He works at Margaritas. Yes. He can make an awesome margarita.
Ah, I love that.
He's Dominican, and he has long, beautiful hair.
Oh, I love Dominicans. I love them.
Yes. But the thing was, he was a player. Like, he just wanted to have sex.
Actually, we didn't know he was a player because... He wouldn't even answer questions fully. If Sean was to ask him a question, he would laugh.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And not even answer the question. And Sean would get facts out of him because he felt like, oh, if I he'll feel like I'm in his business.
Okay. I was like, I came to ask him, okay.
Oh, if
this,
wow.
This is the thing. He is 18.
Okay.
Very, very young. I know he's very young. He's 18. Does not have any support from his parents. He has this humongous, humongous, beautiful house.
Which is so convenient.
Which is, oh my God.
Beautiful house.
Two Lexus.
A white and a black. A white and a black Lexus.
And your
iPhone.
Freaking iPhone.
And he works at Margaritas. Like, I know Margaritas doesn't pay, like...
As a bartender, getting tips and then getting paid hourly. Okay, first of all, let's break it down. He has a beautiful home. He has an iPhone. He has two Lexuses. He
wears the hottest clothes.
Like, how are you being able to carry on a mortgage? I know you're living with another person, but living in a beautiful house, first of all, you're 18. I'm kind of skeptical at the whole fact.
Oh, so you think he's, like, an escort?
I'm thinking he's either a gigolo or a D-boy. I made a mistake and went down on him. A good thing I didn't have sex. I gave him the best head ever. He was shaking.
Nice.
And
shaking and moaning.
Could not control himself. Like,
curling toes.
All the way.
Rolling them eyes back.
I am so glad I did not have sex with him because it seems that he's a player. He hasn't called me in 3 days, by the way.
Wow.
And he is best friends with both of our ex-boyfriends, and I cannot stand him.
As in yours and Drake.
Yes.
Okay.
No, mine. He's my ex-boyfriend, and he's Giovanni's ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
I was about to say.
Yes.
Like...
Wait, now I'm confused.
Okay, I dated him first, and then Giovanni dated him, and now I'm dating Giovanni. I was dating Giovanni. It's like a circle.
Okay, okay.
But me and Chad has a terrible relationship. I cannot stand him, because he's such a whore.
Speaking of Chad, back to ghetto bitches in Piedmont Park. He's one of those.
But he's a whore, but like we're both whores, but... He would sleep with anybody. Oh, wonderful training. But he would sleep with anybody. And like, I want to fight him so bad. I know that's so bingy, but I really do. Giovanni hangs with him 24/7. And I do not trust him around Giovanni.
Understandable.
And he knows that. So I don't understand why he's still hanging with him.
Mingli.
And he hasn't called me in 3 days. So I'm gonna just completely cut him off. So if he does call, it's over.
And we are waiting on the day, bitch.
Yes.
We are waiting on the day.
And then we just saw like 5 trannies walk by.
Yes, we did. What was this? A tranny brawl? Because we see the cops over here on the left of us. And trainers are walking away from the fight. Some trainers are walking towards the fight. I don't understand right. What's going on, but...
Well, you gotta help your sister out.
Right?
No, what was that?
I am in the mood for some really good alcohol.
You know, you and me both. You know, I'm like... So I've been sober for a few days now, and you know, when I think about it, maybe I should have gone. We could have gone to a housewarming party yesterday.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh, I hate you so much, Noble.
Yesterday, we went to go see Noble, and Noble's like, "Oh yeah, I'm really loving
there he goes again. Housewarming time walking by here
with that Bill Cosby sweater."
Okay, by the way.
Yes, but we went to go see Noble, and Noble's like, oh yeah, I'm really loving housewarming parties right now.
Yeah, because you know, I don't like a lot of these clubs, especially the ones that are like 18 plus. I don't like any of them because they're too ghetto.
Really?
And you know, the couple places that I will say that are good, number one, Vita's. Number two, Moya Lounge.
Okay.
There was this other place that someone was telling me about yesterday. I haven't gone, but it looks really nice. But house parties are my thing because I do have this tendency sometimes that I don't ever really drink to get drunk, but I drink to get tipsy, and sometimes it leads to getting
drunk.
You
know what? Right?
And you
there's
know,
nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong
no.
with that.
No, because it's really nothing wrong. It's about having a good time.
But you know
fun.
What, baby? It's not safe when you have to drive back home.
Right, and that's why I like house parties because if need be, you can crash
ooh.
At said person's house. You know, not that I'm gay or anything.
Yeah, not that we're gay, but...
but that dude in the white shirt is kind of sexy.
Yeah, are there a couple?
Yeah, there are a couple.
Yeah, there are a couple. That sucks okay, ass.
Baby. We love you.
That's funny.
We'll see you later on tonight. Wear the thong.
Right. Policeman. He's so...
Oh, not this cute. One's walking.
So, he looks so lame.
Yes.
But, it turns out that a lot of us have to go to court. I have to go to court because I was caught speeding. I was doing 94 in a 70. And I was like, because I was maybe like a minute from the exit. Not even, like half, like 30 seconds from the exit. And I was like, well, you know, maybe if I keep going this fast, because the cop has to speed up. So then if I keep going this fast, I can get on the exit, get off at the exit and get lost somewhere.
You know what? Noble, you do kind of drive like a bat out of hell. I mean, I was actually kind of scared for my life because, you know, I'm a safe driver. But then at the same time, I can get a little fast. Like yesterday I was going a little
oh
bit
God.
On 90.
Shut up.
Oh my God. Is that a fucking bump?
He's looking at
Dick. Look at him, licking his lips.
Oh my God. Like, Sean, you're crazy. So,
Sean.
There's this homeless man outside.
Look at
he's looking
yeah.
at
getting hard.
A magazine.
Getting hard.
And Sean.
With
the magazine by the window.
Oh, I thought he had twigs. I thought he had some type
so
of twigs, but no.
That is so funny.
That is his hair.
Oh my God, that is insane.
Showing him the pictures of penises.
Look at him.
He's not interested anymore.
Yeah, he's not interested anymore.
That's funny.
Hey, check this out. Hey, check this out. Check this out. That's what he said.
See, okay.
Okay, great. Time to close the book.
The guy in the green, I call him a yestergay.
A yestergay?
Why a yestergay?
Because he's like, he knows he's an older guy, but he's acting like he's like 22.
Ew. Yeah, there's your yestergays right there.
You know what? Dreads are not for everybody.
They really
no, they are not.
That one made his head.
Hey.
They are not for everyone.
No, we're not saying come in, baby.
No, we're not saying come in.
Yeah. Oh Lord.
Ew, he's coming
Sean,
in here.
Was he coming in here?
Okay, you guys, somebody is coming inside the bookstore to talk to Sean.
Oh my God.
Ew, he's, oh my God, he looks like that little trainer dude. Do you remember that little trainer?
Oh my gosh, he's coming in.
What do you mean he's coming in? Okay,
what am I gonna
okay,
say?
Okay. Listen to the conversation. Where? Listen to the conversation.
Should
listen.
I turn this?
Yes.
It doesn't see. Okay.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going? What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Baron.
Nice. I'm Noble.
Noble?
Yes.
I'm Dre.
I'm Sean.
Sean?
Yes.
I'm new to ATL, so I'm
about 6, 7 weeks.
Okay. Nice. Okay, how do you like it?
Really from Jersey.
Okay.
Nice. I'm from LA, so I'm working on 7 months myself.
Yes,
so.
I'm from Louisiana.
I'm from Florida.
Yes.
It's like no one's from Atlanta, actually.
No
one's really.
Find a person from Atlanta.
Nice.
I haven't been up there yet, so.
Yeah. You're going to Blake's?
Huh?
You're going to Blake's? Blake's, is that where you're going?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm going to the Ritz. Oh, okay.
Oh. Nice.
I keep my friend and I all day long, so.
Oh, oh okay. Yeah. What was going on today?
Mighty crowded out there.
Yeah, really
I think
was.
It's just in summertime coming up here, I think. So.
Yeah.
No, it's like seeing this pushing around the
weather. That's good.
I totally forgot you just came here. Or, sorry. I forgot you just came here, so that makes sense. Sorry.
I'm glad you came in and spoke to us.
Yes.
Right.
It's
been nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Have fun in Atlanta.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was interesting.
He was nice.
He was actually a really nice person.
Yeah, but not our forte.
Nah, he was a little old.
A good friend.
Good friend.
Drinking buddy. To have good margaritas.
Not so much
with.
Drinking buddy.
No.
He seems more
like father.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like I'm your daddy and you're going to listen to it. You're going to come back home at this certain time.
You're right.
Those are never
and
fun.
I don't need nobody
in my you just left one of them, Noble.
You know, right. And
Clifford.
Yeah, I think since
Clifford
then, I have been so, I guess you could say liberated. Because now I don't have to, now I'm back to just worrying about myself and not having to worry about, oh, is my phone on? Because this guy's, he's going to text me right now. And if I don't answer, he's going to flip out. Did I tell you even what happened? So my friend Jason came from LA to visit me. And he was staying at a hotel in like College Park. And Brandon went with me to go see him, to just spend time with him. And Jason's a smoker, so we had to go see his weed man, and so we were driving to go see his weed man, and because I was getting directions, I had put my phone in the side so I could focus and not get lost, and Clifford had called 3 times, but my phone was on vibrate, so obviously I don't hear it because it's on vibrate and it's not even close to me.
Right.
And so because of that, he flips out, he calls Brandon's phone. And then so we're arguing on the phone.
Wait, he calls Brandon's phone,
huh.
And he shows up at the hotel, and then we have an argument in the car.
I heard about this situation. Brandon told me
that
about the situation.
So he can't even see a good friend.
That, right.
I mean, I know you my man and all, but then at the same time...
You're not my father.
I'm with Brandon. What could I possibly be doing?
Thank you. That's exactly what I said. You know, I wouldn't...
You know what we call them? We call them psychos.
Psychos. Schizos.
Psychos.
Because I'll be honest, when I hook up with someone, I go alone. I mean, unless it's a threesome, of course. But generally,
speaking of threesomes, those are awesome. Okay,
right. It's been such a long time since I had one. The last time I had one, I felt kind of awkward because it was with like it was my ex-boyfriend and then a friend with benefits, and the ex-boyfriend and I, we were kind of paying more attention to each other than the other guys. They kind of was left out. There's always a third wheel, it seems like.
See, that's why you need orgies instead of
right. You need multiple people that way. Or an even amount. That way,
right.
Everyone is getting something.
There goes Enrique Iglesias again.
Well, the one in the back was kind of cute.
Yeah, this is a new song with Sierra. I like it.
Mm. Enrique Iglesias?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, that trainee is so pretty.
Yes, he is so cute. You see his butt?
He is a pretty...
He's a pretty trainee.
So, wait, do you think he's Asian or do you think he's Hispanic?
He's Asian.
He looks Spanish.
He looks Asian.
Spanish. Look at the butt, look at the butt, look at the butt.
Right.
You
see that J-Lo move.
You can get that done, though.
You saw that walk?
I missed it.
That walk was fierce.
It was.
She kind of was walking like
there goes Tina
hands.
Again. But she actually looks like a man.
Rolling on the river.
She actually is clocking like a mud.
You know what? I don't like it when trainees look like dudes.
Yeah. So they probably call them their clockers.
Clockers.
Really.
Now, I was talking to my friend actually about trainees. We were talking about the best movie about transsexuals, Tu Wong Fu.
I love that movie. One
so
of my
funny.
Favorite movies ever.
Because what was I doing where I had called someone Noxzema Jackson?
Yes.
Because he looked just like her. And,
Wesley
you know?
Snipes. Wesley Snipes.
Ooh. I want to see a fight.
Oh. Homer was about to fight.
Hold on. This is eventful.
Damn.
And a cop
just walked his ass
by. But you know,
Okay, the cop's going. Go, go, go.
Speaking of, okay, back That's to Tuong Fu. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wesley Snipes made an ugly, ugly woman.
I loved
Wesley Snipes. Hideous.
Actually. It was funny.
The first, cutest one was the little Hispanic one. He actually looked like a kind of a girl.
That is true.
Is anyone hungry?
I am. So,
hungry. So we are going to end the show. Yeah, today. We'll come back again.
Definitely next week.
We have lots more to talk about.
Because we will be tipsy, so we always speak the truth.
Yes. Yes. You really do. You know what? So, we kind of spoke the truth when we were so.
Well, it's more truth when you're drunk.
More true. More blunt.
That's very true.
But thank you guys for listening and take care.